Since the beginning of this year, two abortion clinics in Kentucky and West Virginia have closed, leaving each state with just one such facility. In Ohio, the number of clinics has dropped by half in recent years, a trend abortion opponents celebrate. But as Mary Meehan reports, abortion rights advocates worry that state-level restrictions are putting the right to choose out of reach.
Donna Wells walks through what's left of the EMW Women's Clinic.
Oh, this is the sterilizer room where we wash the instruments.
Sterilized medical supplies are in disarray. A light flickers on and off in a back hallway. She doesn't see the point in fixing it.
And it's, as I said, it is what it is.
At 75, she still runs 25 miles a week, but Wells is tired.
I was going to retire at some point, probably this year, but I would like to have done that on my terms, not on Governor Bevin's terms.
That would be Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, who recently signed a law making an ultrasound a mandatory part of abortions, and another prohibiting the procedure after 20 weeks. Wells' final straw was being unable to get a license from the state, but she's been battling restrictive rules for decades.
You just don't have time to dispute all of the misinformation.
In Lexington, Pastor Jared Henry and his 200-member congregation at the Lafayette Church of the Nazarene applaud Bevin's moves. The churchyard, less than 2 miles from the clinic, is filled with white crosses representing babies not born. He often joined the weekly protest at the clinic.
All that they did was kill babies there every Thursday and Friday. And so I think that our city, our state, our world is better off with, even if it's one less, praise be to God.
The Supreme Court decided Roe v. Wade in 1973, and Wells began providing services the following year. She started the Lexington Clinic in 1989. At that time, she says, abortion was a widely available medical option. That's all changed. Slowly, doctors stopped doing abortions. Then, she says, there weren't enough doctors to train the next generation.
What I believe we see happening is Roe v. Wade, it doesn't matter if they overturn it or not. If they have enough restrictions on abortions, what's a right if you can't access it?
Shortly after Wells announced she was closing, the Kanawha Surgical Center in Charleston, West Virginia also closed. That left Sharon Lewis at the Women's Health Services, also in Charleston, leading the last clinic in her state.
What it could do is send us back to the days when women died because they had unintended pregnancies.
Earlier this year, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued a report showing pregnancy-related deaths in the United States doubled between 1987 and 2013. Dr. Caitlin Gertz is Vice President for Research at IBIS Reproductive Health. She says it's difficult to find a firm cause and effect. The top causes of maternal death cited by the CDC include chronic conditions like heart disease. But she said other research has shown the lack of access to an abortion can affect a woman's health.
Substantial physical health, mental health, and socioeconomic impacts of being denied a wanted abortion.
Pastor Henry says with the clinic closing, his focus may shift to greater support of foster care and adoption.
We're not here to beat people up. God can forgive, and so let's move forward.
But Henry says some people in his congregation recently took to the road to protest in Louisville at Kentucky's last remaining clinic. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.
Carol Lofton of West Virginia Public Broadcasting contributed to this report. The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU. You can find this story and other reports from the Ohio Valley Resource on our website at weku.fm.